This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1235. Do templates lower task two scores?
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Who can you trust when it comes to IELTS? You may see conflicting information online, and you can't waste time determining what is accurate. Today, we answer two high-level student questions to help you understand the scoring system for IELTS writing.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Good morning, Aubrey. How's it going?
Good morning, Jessica. I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm okay. Aubrey's wearing lipstick today, which if you're not following us on YouTube, you're missing out because it's beautiful.
It's kind of dark too, right?
It is.
Dark and mysterious today. So yeah, be sure to check it out on YouTube so you can see my lipstick. And then you can either leave comments about how you hate it or you love it. I'll take both.
Don't leave comments about how you hate it,
mind.
Guys.
I can take some constructive criticism.
Don't leave comments about our appearance.
That's actually a good point. You're right. That's a better guideline. I like
that's
that.
That's going to be my strategy from now on. Okay.
Guys,
today we have some very high-level questions and answers about writing task two. So some of this is inspired by a recent personal coach class you had, right? With a very advanced student, I gotta say.
Shout out, Lulu. She is very advanced and she's absolutely lovely. And it was a fantastic class. She had some great questions because she's seen online lots of advice, and some of it is supposedly from an examiner, someone saying, I was an IELTS examiner, here's my advice. And she's having a hard time knowing who to trust, especially if it contradicts something we've said. So I can understand that would be confusing and frustrating. So we're also going to do this episode for you guys, if you're in that same boat, to clarify a few things that you may have seen contradicting information about.
Exactly. So we have two excellent, excellent questions to dive into today, and it's all about the score. So let's just get to it because this is fascinating. All right. Number one, the first question is, if I don't have a thesis statement, how does that affect my score? So when you're learning how to write an IELTS Task 2 essay and you're following a traditional four-paragraph essay format, right? Any four-paragraph essay, for IELTS or not for IELTS, they're all going to have a thesis statement. So, Aubrey, what is a thesis statement?
Yeah, it's like a map for your essay where you're sort of saying, in the following paragraphs, I will write about this. So in as high-level a way as possible, you are laying out for the examiner what they will see in your essay.
Yeah, so it's the last sentence of the introduction, okay? So remember, guys, you have to, in order to get a high score for cohesion coherence, you have to make the reader's experience, the examiner's experience, easy, which means as a reader, I should never wonder what kind of essay this is, where is this going, what are you talking about? Like, I should clearly know everything that is happening, that is going to happen in your essay. So like Aubrey said, this is part of the map. And this is cohesion coherence. Cohesion coherence is like, how easy is it for me to read your essay? How logically are the ideas organized, right? Where's the map? Can I read the map easily? So what do you think about this? Do you think it's necessary to have a thesis statement?
I do, because I think about, as an examiner reading an essay, It's just like you said, Jessica, if I have to get into the body paragraphs before I can figure out what type of essay you're writing, I sort of feel it would feel unorganized to me. It would feel just a little confusing, potentially, if I'm having to dig to figure out where are you going here, right? Yeah. Granted, you certainly can create, write a well-organized essay without that thesis sentence, but it is so much more organized for the examiner to see that right away at the end of your introduction, that you risk the examiner feeling lost in your essay if you don't include it.
So we're going to give you an example of how not having a thesis statement would negatively affect your score. But again, like, there's nothing in the scoring system that says
must have
no thesis statement, band five. Like, having a thesis statement, it's not directly stated in the scoring system. So here's the thing, guys. It's all about the score. What's your priority? If you don't have a thesis statement, it is possible that your cohesion coherence score will decrease, okay? Because it depends on the whole rest of the essay, right? But if you do have a thesis statement, then it's not going to hurt your score. So it's like, if you don't have it, your score could go down. If you do have it, your score won't go down. You know what I mean? It's just like playing statistics. There's no reason not to have it, basically. So let's talk about how not having it would definitely lower your score. What if you have to write a argument essay asking you your opinion, discussing both sides? Should the government sponsor or subsidize artists? That's like that could totally be a task two question on IELTS, right? Government, money, art, all IELTS topics. So if we don't have a thesis statement in the introduction, maybe you just end that first paragraph with your opinion and you say, like, however, I feel that it's the government's responsibility to sponsor artists. Now, paragraph two, you're going to talk about the other side. And that paragraph will start, some feel that artists must earn their own money. Now, that would be confusing because as a reader, I just read your opinion is that the government should give money to artists. And then I go directly to paragraph two and you're like, some people think that the government should not give them money. And it doesn't agree. And then paragraph three is like, nevertheless, I still feel that art is a noble pursuit and the government should help bring beauty into society or whatever. It would be organized very weird and it wouldn't flow. It wouldn't connect. Exactly. It's not just about like connecting ideas within paragraphs. It's about connecting the paragraphs to each other as well.
Right, because right in that scoring rubric, you know, it says logically organizes information and ideas, clear progression throughout. That's what the examiner is looking for. And without that thesis sentence, is that there? Is there a clear progression of ideas from paragraph to paragraph? Is the organization overall really logically organized? Not really. Without that thesis, it's very hard to do without a thesis sentence.
Exactly, exactly. So just to reiterate what Aubrey just said, this is directly from the scoring rubric. Remember, guys, this is your priority, not believing somebody on a forum, not like looking online for 100 different opinions about the IELTS scores. Focus on the rubric, focus on the score itself, not opinions about the score. What are you actually scored on? For cohesion coherence, band seven says that your ideas are logically organized, that there is a clear progression. That's the map, right? There's a clear progression throughout your essay. Okay, so this is what we're focused on, and that's what the thesis statement accomplishes.
Yeah, so bottom line is, guys, we highly recommend you use a thesis sentence. Use one that is high level, right? That has a linking phrase, that has high level vocabulary, so that not only are you giving the examiner that map, you're boosting your scores everywhere. So that's why we recommend template sentences, which leads us right into Lulu's second question.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, so let's get into Lulu's second question about template sentences. This is a great question. It is a common question, right? There's a lot of confusion about how template sentences can affect your score. They don't affect your score. Basically, you know what I mean? I mean, not in a negative way. So let's explain this. So first of all, what are template sentences?
Yeah, so a template sentence is, it gives you a little bit of structure, maybe a linking phrase, some vocabulary that could be used in a lot of different essays, and then you're just plugging in your ideas. You're plugging in something specific to the topic to make this structure, this template, work for your essay so that you have something ahead of time that's going to be high scoring. It gives you less to have to plan on test day.
So a template sentence isn't like a whole sentence that you copy word for word. It's basically just transition phrases and that's it. Like, a template sentence is just telling you, like, use this transition phrase, like, in the following composition, I will discuss. Now, that's a phrase for a thesis statement, like we talked about. It's a perfectly great phrase. It's awesome. There's great vocab. You're not memorizing a whole thing and copying it down. It's just memorizing a transition phrase. And guys, this is exactly what every writer does in every language. This is how natives learn to write. We don't reinvent new transition phrases every single time we write an essay. Like, that's impossible. There aren't that many words. We use the same high-level transition phrases to organize our ideas. That's all it is.
Right. So Lulu's question was, she had heard someone saying, they were a former examiner, say, if I see template sentences in your essay and I recognize them as template sentences that lots of students are using, I'm going to give you a lower score. There are several red flags here for me, right? So what I talked to about with Lulu, and we definitely want to share with you guys here, is the examiner can't be very subjective about your score. They're like, ew, template sentence, right? They have to score according to the scoring system.
Exactly. Guys, these are just transition phrases, okay? At the end of the day, that's all it is. Now, the only time that it will hurt your score is if you don't know how to use the template sentence and you use it in the wrong way. That's the only way that it's going to hurt your score. And if you learn high-level transition phrases. Again, there are just lists. We're not inventing new ones. You know what I mean? Like, these are accepted ways to link your ideas. That's all it is. If you learn the high-level ways to link your ideas, to organize your essay, then your cohesion coherence score is fantastic. That's it. That's it. Like Aubrey said, there's no opinion on the examiner where lower your score. You're like, oh, you know, too many people have used this phrase. If that's the case, then you're using something easy, you know? So, okay, here's a good example. Maybe this is what that examiner was talking about. If I see in the first body paragraph, firstly, or the first reason is blah, blah, blah. And then in the second paragraph, I see the second reason is blah, blah, blah. Those are boring. That's not going to help your score. Now, that's something memorized from a very bad template, and that's something that will lower your score because it's boring. It's basic.
That's a really good point. If the examiner is seeing that as a template sentence, the other way you could describe that is very boring, low-scoring transition phrases that are used by so many students that absolutely, yes, you're going to get a low score for that.
Exactly. So here, this is what I mentioned earlier, guys. If you use a template sentence in the wrong way, it loses its meaning, then yeah, of course, that's going to decrease your score. It's bad writing. So for example, one of the template sentences from Three Keys IELTS to interestingly introduce examples is to say, like, something, something is a shining example of this, right? Now, a shining example, that means that this is a positive thing. So if you use it wrong, like if you say the increase in anxiety and depression is a shining example of this, like that's just wrong.
Yeah, right. That's such a good point that vocabulary all has meaning and you have to know the connotation. Something like this, for something to be a shining example, has to be something positive. If you're talking about something negative, your vocabulary score goes down. The examiner is going to possibly flag that as a template sentence where you saw it used elsewhere and are just trying to plug it in. So
we can't, we can't do that. Like, we can't flag stuff as template sentences. Like, there's literally nothing in the scoring system about template sentences, right?
But what this examiner was saying, that if Lulu overheard something, right, that might be what they were referring to. If they're like,
oh, sure,
assuming this came from a template sentence, not that that's part of the scoring system, but possibly that's what they were talking about.
Maybe. Yeah. Like students memorizing stuff and using it wrong. Yeah,
right,
for sure.
Right.
So yeah, that's the only way that that's going to hurt your score. So hopefully, guys, we have helped you with these answers for some very high level questions. And remember, you can take our free IELTS quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Get your band score, get some free resources. And yeah, we'll see you in the quiz.
Awesome. Thanks, Jessica. See you next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.